It's nice to know other people make mistakes, isn't it?
Okay, we'll call the March 15th council meeting to order. First thing, approve the agenda, Mr. Baker.
Yes, we have several suggested changes to the agenda. First, under myself, board appointments, because Mrs. DeBru will not be able to be here today, suggesting we defer on board appointments till next week.
Okay.
Also, under Mr. Hudson, item number one, Emergency Operations Center, change order number one. We'd like to defer on that another week. And also, under executive session, there's an item for land acquisition that is not needed.
Okay. Make a motion.
Got it.
Have a motion and second to accept the agenda as amended. Any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? So carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several items of correspondence. The first is thank you so very much for electing to become a Red Ribbon contributor to the 54th Milford Memorial Hospital Fair. Your donation of $500 will certainly help us in providing our area with what we hope will be the best hospital fair yet. Again, thank you for your support. And it says Rev and Pat, and it's from Bay Health Medical Center, Milford Memorial Hospital Auxiliary. The second letter is Sussex County Community Development. Dear council members, I'm writing this letter to let you know how grateful I am for the work that has been done to my home. This is a dream come true for me. Everything was done with excellence. The workers were all very pleasant, which made this experience an enjoyable one. Thank you so very much for what you have done for me. I could not have accomplished any of these things without your help. And it's signed by Valentine Cotman. The next item is from Missipillion Art League. Dear members of council, the Missipillion Art League Board of Directors and members are very pleased that you have honored us with a community grant of $200. We appreciate your interest in our organization and its programs and activities. Thank you very much for your contributions from the accounts of Ms. Stever and Mr. Wilson. We hope all of you will attend one of our functions and see yourselves for yourselves what a valuable resource we are to this community. Helen M. Hollinger, founding president. The next item is correspondence, and actually we have two from the Ellendale Volunteer Fire Company, and they're thanking us for funding the smoke detectors for the community because of your generation, you're helping save valuable lives here in the county. Giving them a smoke detector is a gift for life. The other is also a thank you from Jay Jones, Ellendale Volunteer Fire Department. And that's all the correspondence, Mr. President.
Madam Counselor, anything? Okay, not Mr. Baker. I'm sorry, not Mr. Baker just yet. Mr. Reading.
Sir.
You guys have something from Parks and Recreation Society? Please come forward here.
Thank you, Mr. President, Council, for allowing us a couple minutes. About 2 weeks ago, the Delaware Recreation Park Society had their annual conference down in Rehoboth. And at that time, we had a presentation to give to Mr. Dave Baker. But at that time, I understand he was out vacationing or something. I don't understand how he gets that time. But anyway, we certainly wanted to recognize Dave, not on just behalf of the society, but all the state parks and the moors of which I work for. Let me certainly preface by saying that the work that Dave is certainly been instrumental in achieving, particularly the last couple of years, has certainly been through your support. So I don't want to say that, and I'm sure Dave will say the same, that he's not carrying the torch alone. But a couple of projects that you all have supported, I think through Dave's leadership and being a connector with meetings and that type of thing, certainly Gumboro, a little community that had a little playground, and great old equipment, but due to safety regulations, it really needed to be replaced. But they couldn't do it without some type of mechanism to get that achieved, and you people stood up, and Dave took care of the administrative side of it. So that was one project. And then the other, recently you all acquired a piece of property over on the western side of of the county, and again, being a resident there, let me say it certainly is a great facility. It could be actually open today as far as a recreation facility. It's, we was there during the winter taking pictures and walking that just as a trail. It's just a beautiful piece of property. So certainly see, it's going to take time, but certainly see great future for Sussex County and converting some of the needs that our residents have this day and time with our kids more so sitting in the sofa than being outside. We just appreciate you, Dave's, and your support and a healthy lifestyle for kids as well as all our residents. So thank you for that. This time, I'd like to turn it over to Pat Cooper, who's past president of the Delaware Recreation and Park Society, to make the presentation.
Is there a proper way to face? Or?
Face that way and let Chip.
On behalf of the Delaware Recreation and Park Society, just real briefly, what it is, it's a professional organization made up of park and rec professionals from throughout the state. State parks, city parks, county parks, schools. So each year we recognize a legislator from throughout the state for his or her contribution towards outdoor recreation for the citizens of Delaware. And this year, Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much.
Well, I'm gonna stand here if you don't mind.
I'd like to thank you for all you do for parks and recreation in Sussex County. I'd like to thank the County Council because it's really the County Council that approved the land purchase and approved the idea of using roughly half of that property for a park. And we appreciate the support from the state of Delaware in doing this. And thank you very much, Ron, and your efforts with the Moors, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Trained dogs.
When they get done, they're going to phase it. Because he's applied to the state for some going next year for help to get trail.
Operator.
On behalf of the State Parks Advisory Council, we'd like to present you this book, sort of the Bible that parks people go by. By far, we do not want this title to be the sort of the motto here, the last child in the woods. But what it reflects is what our children are missing by not being in the woods, building a tree house or just exploring a fort or whatever we used to do when we were younger. So I think you'll find it very good
thank
read.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you very much for everything you've done.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks a lot.
Mr. President, I see that I did miss one item. There was a County Council girls from Laurel. Thank you for your support, Laurel Youth Sports 2011. And I'll pass this down to you, Mr. President.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Baker.
Okay, the first item is a presentation for Mrs. Carol Fitzgerald. And if Carol would mind coming up, Carol has served as the county librarian since 1986. In Sussex County for over 25 years. She has implemented and improved a variety of programs over the years, such as automation of the libraries, joining the county's statewide network, and she's been a proponent of the statewide library system, which I think Newcastle has finally joined this year, which we joined how many years ago?
4 years now.
Four years ago. And she's overseen the expansion of construction projects at the South Coastal, Milton, and Greenwood libraries. She oversaw the purchase of a new bookmobile a few years ago, about 10 years ago. She has improved the collaboration and cooperation of the libraries within the county, including 11 independent libraries. She has regular monthly meetings with the libraries, has established a very effective staff development day with many workshops. She's improved our libraries with expanded hours, improved quality of staff, and implemented programs and materials in a variety of different formats to help our residents. She has agreed to assist us for a short time while we locate her replacement, but we certainly do appreciate everything you've done. We have a plaque to Carol Fitzgerald, presented to Carol Fitzgerald by the Sussex County Council in grateful appreciation of 25 years of outstanding service.
Picture,
Ross is a star.
Maybe she's got more camera.
Oh, he got another one, okay.
Got more camera.
Carol, congratulations on your years of service.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate all this.
I do want to thank you. The county's been very good to me over the years, and it's been a pleasure to see the libraries grow and expand and improve their services. Actually, I've been involved for over 30 years since I started as the director at Del Mar Library in 1979. So it's been a real pleasure. I look forward to watching more improvement as the years go by, and do hope my replacement comes soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Carol, for all you've done. Thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you.
The next item is Employee of the Quarter, and our county employees have elected Mr. Johnny. Our county employees have elected a Employee of the Quarter of the Quarter, and that is Mr. Johnny Moore. If you'd like to come up, John. And John began employment on August 16, 1998, as a maintenance worker in our Buildings and Ground Department. He is a hard and dedicated worker with a great attitude, no matter what job he is working on. And we certainly appreciate all you do, John. And we have a tribute for John. And be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Johnny R. Moore, Sussex County Employee of the Quarter, first quarter 2011. The County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Johnny R. Moore on the 15th day of March 2011.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's a picture for you, buddy. Just like Christmas at him down here. All right. Hold this here. Here's a picture for you.
You're supposed to be happy about this.
We forgot to tell him the pay raise.
He's afraid now there'll be more attention to what he's doing.
Hey, George.
Huh?
You forgot to tell us the pay raise.
Yeah.
Here's your clock.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for all you do for the county.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And the next item is recognition of the County Emergency Medical Services Competition Team, and we have Mr. Bob Stewart, our Director of Paramedics, and our team that were coming up for recognition.
I'm telling you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Dan, can you hear me?
I don't think so.
Gotcha.
He'll tell you.
I would like to take this opportunity first and foremost to thank Mr. Dave Baker and the council for their unwavering support of our organization and for the competition team. The past council and Mr. Stickles were also very supportive of the team when in its inaugural year. The GEMS Games are an advanced life support skills competition held in March during the EMS Today conference, which is held annually in the country, and it's held in Baltimore this year. During the competition, paramedic teams are judged on their skills, performance, and speed during mock patient care situations and scenarios. After advancing to the final round of the competition, three teams are judged on how effectively they triage and treat multiple victims in a multiple patient or a mass casualty setting. In previous years, our team has earned both the gold and silver medals in the GEMS Games. We also placed third in the world in an international competition in Israel in 2008. This team is, the original member of this team, Stu Hensley, was also here in 2005 when the team won its first gold medal. All the other members of the team are new since then. They came to the Sussex County Paramedic Administration back then and asked us to help support them. We didn't know what it was all about. The first games were held in 2004 in Salt Lake City. Obviously, we didn't go to Salt Lake City that year, but we did go to Philadelphia in 2005, and they showed up cold and won gold in 3 years. Three of the last 6 years, they won silver, and then this year they won gold again. And I was thinking of all the nice things I could say about them and gloat about them and things like this, but I happened to receive a letter from somebody I respect very much in the MS community, and I just wanted to read what he said about them. And this came from Doug Scott, and Doug's the EMS chief for Bethany Beach, a longtime paramedic for Ocean City, 20-plus years. And he said, "I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the members of the Sussex County GEMS competition team for winning the gold medal at the annual GEMS conference last week. Your organization was well representative, and we are all extremely proud of their accomplishments. I had the pleasure of witnessing firsthand their professionalism and a demonstration of highly skilled paramedics at work. These are the same qualities I exhibited working daily side by side with the members of your department. I see exhibited. It is truly an honor to be working alongside such a dedicated and professional group of people. Sussex County and the entire state of Delaware were well represented by your team. Once again, please take time to congratulate Stuart, Jill, Jeff, and Jesse Lynn for their great accomplishment." Signed, Douglas Scott, EMS Chief, Bethany Beach. I don't think there's much more I can say about it other than I think they are a great group of people. They represent our department well. And I'd like to thank them for the effort that they put into this competition and for showing the world what we can do. Thank you for the privilege of being here today.
Thank you all for coming.
And certainly,
are they stationed down in my district, down my near the beach?
They're outside Captain Nicole's house 24/7, aren't they?
They can be.
They can. Okay.
Well, we are extremely proud of you, really, and you do a great job for us, and your whole organization does a great job in the county. And everybody here is very pleased with what you do and proud of what you've accomplished and look forward to better things in the future. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much, folks.
Really appreciate it. And want to say anything? Anybody make any comments? Or Jeff Cox, you want to say anything? I'm sure you don't. No? Okay. Oh, Stu's going to. Okay.
I'm the last of the original team members that started back in 2005. And since that time, we've been very fortunate to have the support of the council then and the council now in all of our endeavors, whether it's in the States or overseas. And certainly none of this would be possible without your support, both as a competition team and as the department. And I think the fact that I am the last original member and we've had new members come on almost every year and maintain the level of excellence we have, it's not just about the four or five people that are on the team, it's department-wide, the excellence that is portrayed. And that's the excellence that's coming out to the citizens of the county every day.
We totally agree, and thank you very, very much. Got all your pictures, Aramis? Okay, you're good? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See you.
And girls. Back up, we could real quick. We need to approve the minutes from February 22nd. We'll have our packets. They might have any changes in the minutes. Everything okay? They're approved. Good job, Robin. Next on our list, Jeff Christopher, Sheriff. Please come forward, Sheriff.